Good morning, beloved. 2 Samuel chapter 22, King David said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. For the waves of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God I called. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry came to his ears." God, we are asking that the people of Oman would be a people of prayer. They would be a people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that they, with groans and sighs deeper than we can fathom, would plead for the mercy of God Almighty and Jesus Christ to be made known among the 300 residents of the nation of Oman. We pray that as they think about oil production, you would show them that the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, it is shining through their jars of clay, so that the surpassing power would be seen to belong to God and not to them. As they partake of agriculture and different industries like fishing and tourism, we pray that they would see you as the welcome host who prepares a luscious meal before them in the new heavens and the new earth, and that that would be received by faith and looking to the Messiah from Jerusalem. We're asking that wherever the waves of death, the deceitfulness of sin, and the arrows of the evil one would seek to bring about hopelessness, heartache, and broken relationships, in their distress, they would call upon you truly and sincerely, and that they would be able to say, "The Lord has heard my voice, and my cry came into his ears." In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved.